U.S. farmers and ranchers are reporting an increase in the number of cattle, sheep, and goats as of January 1st. That's according to the Cattle Inventory Report and Sheep and Goats Inventory Report released Friday by USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Inventory of all cattle and calves in the U.S. totaled 97.1 million head, up 2% from 95.4 million a year ago. NAS says this increase is the second straight year of herd expansion after nearly a decade of declining cattle inventories. And NAS says the all-cows inventory reached the highest level since 2001, totaling 42.3 million head, 1% above last year's total of 41.9 million. NAS reported a similar increase for the total U.S. sheep and lamb inventory. At 6.23 million head, the all-sheep and lamb count jumped 2% from 2005. All-sheep and lamb inventory increased for the second consecutive year, marking the first year-to-year increase since 1987 and 1988. But Peter Orwick, executive director of the American Sheep Industry Association, says the more important number in the NAS report may be the increase in market lambs, though Orwick says the increase in all sheep numbers is significant.
We're up 2% numbers overall. And then this year, what's important for a lot of the people here that are in the lamb feeding processing segment, we're actually producing more market lambs to go into the meat business. And that's important for them to actually now see the fruits of keeping more lambs out of the meat trade and putting them into the breeding herd.
Dan Carestis is chief of the National Ag Statistics Service Livestock Branch. He says the expansion in the nation's cattle and sheep herds had widely been expected. But he says Friday's report did show a surprising increase in goat numbers.
Probably the bigger one than that are the goats. The goats are up 4% over a year ago, and that shows us that the goat population in the U.S. is here to stay.
Friday's report marked only the second year NAS has counted the nation's goat inventory. And Carestis says the increase in goat numbers in 2005 is tied closely to an increase in U.S. demand for goat meat.
There's a lot of different ethnic groups in the U.S. that make use of the meat, and that's where we're seeing the biggest increase. It's in the meat goats. We're actually seeing a decrease in the Angora goats, a slight increase in the milk goats.
And whether the National Ag Statistics Service is counting cattle, sheep, or goats, Carestis says NAS couldn't do it without the help of America's farmers and ranchers.
Without the farmers' cooperation, the NAS report wouldn't be able to survive. And we're very pleased with the farmers and just thank them and hope they keep on cooperating with us, because we need to get this information out to them so they can make their marketing decisions and be competitive in the world market that we have today.
Carestis also says the employees of the National Ag Statistics Service field offices play an invaluable part in making NAS reports possible. Reporting for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Peter Shin.